I loved it. Delicious food, quiet atmosphere. I can see why it's your favorite spot. Thanks for bringing me. No, it's not just a restaurant. It's your spot. So you're chummy with the waitstaff. And the owner comes by our table to say hi. They all know your name. Curbin coming. I don't have a spot like that. I gotta find a spot. No, they were sweet. I felt like I was meeting your family or something. Oh, really? And? Well, what was the verdict? Well, I'm glad I passed the inspection. And, I wonder if they'd said I wasn't pretty. Wow, I had no idea you were so superficial. Huh? Well, no, what'd he say? Oh, come on. You can't just dangle something like that and then leave me hanging. Spill it. Wow. Our waiter said that? I mean, what can I say? The hot yoga is paying off. I gotta tell Mike about that place. He needs an inspection crew to approve the girls he dates. Yeah. He's the friend that's curating my next show. It's good. It's going great. Hey, is there somewhere to get ice cream on the way to your place? Huh? I'm not changing the subject. No. I don't avoid talking about my work. It's just... it's boring. I don't want to bore you or make you uncomfortable. I don't know. Maybe you wouldn't. Maybe it's me. I'm uncomfortable. Look, can we just... I don't want to get all heavy now. We're having a good time, right? And we're on our way back to your place to have a good time there, too. So, let's just talk about something else, okay? I'm so excited you're finally letting me come over. I can't wait to... No. Not uncomfortable, really. That's not the right word. You really want to get into this now? It's just... being an artist is such a huge part of who I am. Painting is how I express myself. How I view the world around me. Curbin coming. Everyone I know, all my friends are from that microcosm, you know? Curators, gallery owners, other artists. They must think I'm crazy dating someone who's blind, and sometimes I do. Being with someone who can't appreciate my work or relate to my friends, who has no access to that part of me, the biggest part, it's... I mean, it hasn't been an issue yet because we haven't been dating long, and you're right. I've avoided the subject altogether. It's just... we've been having so much fun, and I didn't want to make it awkward. Well? Say something. You're the one who wanted to talk about this. What do you think? I mean, is this a thing? Am I crazy? What do we... Oh, we're here. What? A surprise. Okay. Closing my eyes. I'm taking your arm? Oh, how the tables have turned. Can we go a little slower? I'm not as used to this. Yeah, I'm okay. A little terrified, but I trust you. No, no peeking, I promise. Right here? Okay. Tell you what I feel. Well, I'm just standing in a room. Oh! I feel you standing behind me. Is that... no? Your hands on my hands? Your warm breath on my neck? you lifting my hands up and forward. This is what you want me to describe? Okay, well, it's a sculpture. I feel smooth, cold metal in rounded fluid shapes, and this, what is this? Driftwood? It's an interesting texture, and so warm. I mean, not actually, but compared to the metal. Wow. It's so beautiful. No, my eyes are still closed. I mean, the experience is beautiful. The form, the textures and their contrast, the way they play against each other. I love it. I'm gonna turn around, okay? Hi. So, you're an art lover, a collector, even. Why didn't you say anything? Okay, that's fair. I didn't really give you a chance. Do you mind if it's a bit dark in here? No, it's fine. Don't apologize. You're just not used to turning the light on. Yeah, that's better. Thank you. Oh, wow. I mean, I'm not sure what I expected, but this is... wow. I guess I thought it'd be more Spartan. You have a lot of stuff, and the way you move around in here is so different, so confident. It's kind of hot, honestly. Ah, you even have art on the walls. I love this one above the couch. Touch it? Really? What, just get up on the sofa and... okay. Kind of embarrassed. I've never heard of tactile paintings before. Is this real sand? It's amazing. Who's the artist? Oh shit. Oh my god, are you okay? That was my shoe. I took it off to get up on the couch. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Ugh, I cannot believe I did that. I am such an idiot. Are you sure you're all right? I mean, if you're being nice so I don't feel bad, please don't. You have to tell me if you're hurt. Here, sit on the couch. What a bonehead move. I mean, I knew not to do that. Everybody said do not leave your shit lying around for him to trip on. And that's the first fucking thing I do when I walk in. Tonight was gonna be so special, and it was until I fucked it all up. Yes, I did. You're just trying to make me feel better. Huh? Who, everybody? Everybody said not to... That's right. I did say that. I was talking about the girls from... That's stupid. It's just some... I joined, like, an online group. It's for girls with boyfriends who are blind. I had some questions, and they were all so nice and helpful. Some of the other girlfriends post memes about, I mean, the not, I'm not a girlfriend, we haven't, but if you wanted, but only if you're ready. I'm not rushing. Fuck, this is not how I wanted this to go. What I mean is, I'm not seeing anyone else, and I don't want to. So, if you wanted to be together, exclusively, we could. I mean... really? Kiss incoming. Mm. Mm. sorry. I'm just so happy. That's me taking your shirt off. Sorry, I should have said. Where should I put your shirt? Okay. My dress? Yeah, just pull it up and over. Yeah, sure. Anywhere is fine. Lay down? Okay. Yes. Very comfortable. Thank you. Are you gonna join me? Or just sit there and... Your hands feel so good. Tracing your fingertips up and down all over me. You're so... Are you memorizing me? My body? I mean, no, of course. I want you to. I want you to know me. Like you know your own home. I want you to be as comfortable with my body as you are just walking around your living room. Sorry. Don't let me distract you. You seem super focused and I'm just rambling now. Yeah, a little. Not nervous, really, just... I've just never felt so exposed before. Like I'm being read. Oh, really? Well, I've never been anyone's favorite book. That's pretty rad. No, I'm sorry, that tickles. No, it's fine. It's just the soft fingertip touching right there. If you use the flat part of your fingers or your palm, it doesn't tickle. Yeah, just like that. Just along here. Soft side between my ribs and my waist. Where else? Up here. My underarms. This is a weird one. Down here, behind my knees, and all along here, my inner thighs. The higher up you go, the more ticklish I am. And the closer you get to my... Yeah, that, there. I'm already so wet. If you've got more exploring to do elsewhere on my body, you'd better do it now before... Oh, fuck. That feels so good. Incoming hand on your thigh. I'm gonna move it up towards your... Huh? Why not? But I wanna touch you too. You're getting so hard. Focus. Nah. You don't need to focus anymore. That part is over. I can't just lay here while your cock is right there. It's so close. Please. I need to touch it. You'll just have to forgive me for this. For wrapping my fingers around your cock. And squeezing. And stroking. Oh, sorry. Am I distracting you? Did I break your concentration? Well, I might as well shatter it completely. No. It's okay. You can keep touching me. And while I kiss my way up your thigh, and... Your cock tastes so good. How does it feel, Mr. Tactile Experiences? It's your turn now. Describe it to me. My mouth, my tongue, my lips, soft and wet. Tell me what it feels like when I lick all the way up the shaft. When I kiss this sensitive spot under the head. And slide my tongue against that same spot every time I take you into my mouth. Tell me how it feels when I take you all the way down my throat. The way my throat opens up for you. My lips slide all the way down to the base of your cock. I'm gonna take it as a good sign that you can't string more than two words together. It's okay. Just enjoy it. You can tell me how it feels later when you can be more articulate. Your cock is so hard now. I can't wait any longer. I need this thing inside me. Come here. Please, I need to feel you. Your skin against mine. Just put it in. Please. I need you so bad. Here, let me. Right there. Yeah, just push it in. Oh, just like that. You feel incredible. Just touch me anywhere, everywhere. I love your hands on me. I wanted this for so long. Yeah, you can go harder. I want it. Fuck. Just like that. Fuck. I'm so close already. I can come right now. Oh, I want to come together. Yeah. Are you sure? Yeah, I'll come for you. Harder. Oh my God, yes. You want me to come for you? Yeah? Say it, tell me. Fuck. I'm coming. Yes, oh my God. Oh. okay? I just unclenched my fist from your hair. I didn't even realize. Does it hurt? Are you sure? I mean, this keeps up, you're gonna end up in an ambulance by the end of the night. Better flip me over so I can't do any more damage. Yeah, I want you from behind. Is that okay? No, no, just lift up a little. I'll turn over onto my stomach. Let me guide you in. Right there, yeah. Yes, oh, baby, just take me. Take what you want. Make me yours. Yes. I'm all yours. Oh my god. Oh my god, you're so deep. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Fuck me. Fuck me, baby. Fuck. Oh yeah, fuck me hard. Oh fuck. Oh, you're gonna make me come again. You're gonna make me. Are you close? Gentle kisses on my neck. I'm so glad everything wrong wasn't. Huh? The worry things weren't. Is it? I'm sorry. My brain is just, I don't know. I'm just so happy and relieved. Yeah, I was really worried. It was more than that. I don't know. Something Mike said. It got to me. Okay. This is gonna sound kind of bad at first, but hear me out, okay? He said I was only dating you because we have an expiration date. Apparently, he thinks that's something I do. Find relationships I know will fall apart before I have to let anyone get close. And I was so angry. I couldn't believe he said that to me. And then he just, like, started tabulating this fucking list of guys I've dated and reasons we split and how I knew beforehand, and I told him to fuck off and I stormed out. It ate me up inside, what he said. I started overthinking it, of course, because that's what I do. I was so scared that he was right about me. About us. Then, when you showed me the sculpture, I felt so relieved. And I was relieved that I was relieved. You get it, right? When I found out that art wasn't this barrier between us, that it's just another thing that connected us, I was so happy. And when I realized I was happy, that's when I knew that Mike was wrong. That I'm not with you because it won't last, so I don't have to get invested. I'm with you because of how you make me feel. Like, I can just be myself around you. And I'm not talking about going without makeup half the time, although that is pretty nice. I mean, I'm with you because I'm more myself around you than I've ever been with anyone. Because you make me laugh, and when I talk, I feel like you're actually listening. Do you have any idea how rare that is? You make me feel so seen. I'm with you. Because I love you.